Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to introduce you to a family that is dealing with what more than 5.5 million Americans face, a relative with Alzheimer's. In Sherry Henderson's case, it's her son Trey, a special needs man who developed the disease at only 28 years old. To help Trey understand why he couldn't remember things, Sherry wrote a book, Picture Memories.
I got angry one night and sat down and wrote it. And he actually read it the next day, and he said, oh, that makes sense. I understand.
We'll talk to Sherry about her son, her book, and her outlook on the future on this week's American Cafe. Sherry Henderson and her husband, Lee, run what's known as Henderson Haven, a nonprofit which offers help and training for the developmentally disabled in Orange Park, Florida. The Hendersons' oldest son, Clayton Lee Henderson III, known as Trey, was Lee's from a previous marriage. Trey has Down syndrome, but as Sherry explains, that has never stopped him.
Down syndrome really was never a factor. I can't were not words that were allowed in his vocabulary. You keep trying till we figure it out. And we knew what the laws were, you know, regarding his rights in school and stuff, so we just became the troublemaking parents, and we helped him pave the way to have a great school career and open doors for other kids to have experiences that they had kind of been protected or barred from because of special needs.
Sherry told me that she and Lee knew that there would be some challenges for Trey, that he would need some special classes, but they made sure he was with regular peers as much as possible. Trey was on his high school varsity cheer team for 2 years. He was the school mascot, something that he would continue when he was the mascot sidekick at the University of North Florida. But last year, something changed. Sherry Henderson says she and the rest of the family first noticed that Trey's personality was different. He was forgetting everyday tasks that used to be routine, and his outgoing attitude had changed. Trey was diagnosed as having early-onset Alzheimer's, a condition that afflicts more than 200,000 Americans. Sarah Hart Weir is the president and CEO of the National Down Syndrome Society. She told me that the genetic difference that causes Down syndrome also makes these folks more susceptible to dementia and Alzheimer's.
Because people with Down syndrome have 3 copies of the 21st chromosome, there's an increased amount of beta amyloid on the 21st chromosome, so making our folks actually not only have a larger prevalence of developing dementia, Alzheimer's, and early onset. There's also an increase in when it happens in your lifetime. Our folks tend to age a little bit faster when they get into their late 20s, 30s, and 40s. And so that's why we're seeing a large, a more concentrated population of individuals with Down syndrome that are getting diagnosed. And getting diagnosed a lot earlier in their lives.
Sherry Henderson says that when she looked for ways to help Trey understand what was happening, she couldn't find any, and that made her angry.
And I couldn't find anything, and I probably spent more than 2 weeks every day searching for something, and nothing existed. So I got angry one night and sat down and wrote it, and he actually read it the next day, and he said, oh, that makes sense, I understand. So when I shared it with his doctor and his psychiatrist to find out if it would be appropriate to share with his friends and their families who were trying to explain to their special needs kids what was happening to Trey and why Trey sometimes acted different than he used to, the doctors were like, you've got to publish this. This is going to help more than just Trey and his friends. This is going to help anybody with Alzheimer's, no matter the age. No matter whether caregiver or family member, you really need to get this published.
The book explains how memories are like photographs that our minds take. Some of them remind us of people, some remind us of places, some remind us of tasks and how to do things. But Alzheimer's takes away some of those photos, so we forget. Sherry Henderson says even though Trey understands what is happening to him, he struggles with the memory loss and anxiety.
He understands what's happening. He says he doesn't want Alzheimer's. And I explained to him, nobody does. But it happens, and we need to make the best of every day while we have it. And he has been okay with that. A couple of times he has said he's a little scared of the dementia, but he's going to be okay. He focuses right now on trying to meet things that he has put on his bucket list. So that has been his main focus in keeping him positive. We keep the music going. We help him coordinate social time with some friends that have kind of stuck close to him. But he does have to have someone with him. He does not want to be left alone. He can't really be left alone safety-wise to keep him from wandering and getting lost. Because every once in a while, he has days where he doesn't remember. And then there are days he's the old Trey, and he's phenomenal and upbeat and on point. And then other days he's not.
Sherry and her husband Lee have three other children. Sherry says that coping with Trey's Alzheimer's is tough, but that she and her family are grateful to have a strong community of helpers and therapists around them.
It is hard. It is not fun to think of knowing your child's going to die, but not having even a timeline of how quickly it might happen. But I also know for sure Trey has had a phenomenal life. He has had a life well lived and got to touch so many people, their hearts, their lives. He's made a difference that I know we've done a good job. I just wish we had more time.
Sarah Hart Weir of the National Down Syndrome Society says that a strong community of support is vital, both to those diagnosed with Alzheimer's and also to their families and caregivers.
Not just the neurologist and getting the diagnosis of Alzheimer's, but the nurse and everybody that should be in the coordinated care plan for your loved one with Down syndrome, and just really breaking it down so you understand what's happening, not just to the individual, but then how you can make them comfortable, not just with their medical care, but with their housing and with a support system that is around that individual to make sure that they're able to have the best quality of life possible.
Sherry Henderson told me that one thing that helps Trey is music. He is a huge Michael Jackson fan, and he loves country music. Sherry says that whenever there's music playing, we don't lose him. It's like the old Trey is back. Albanian artist Ani Barmashi illustrated the book, which features a butterfly in every picture. That's based on Edward Lorenz's 1972 talk about chaos theory and the so-called butterfly effect, how a very small change in one place can make a huge difference down the road. If you would like a copy of Picture Memories, we will have links to Sherry's website on our Facebook page. We'll also have links to the National Down Syndrome Society and the Alzheimer's Association. And as always, you can leave your questions or your comments there. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.